those of you who don't fucking pay attention, I didn't record / release an episode last week. Yeah, I skipped last week. And it is because I was just not fucking feeling it, to be honest with you. And there have been many times where I have not been feeling it and have still recorded my podcast. Many times, actually. But I'm always preaching, you know what, like, listen to your body, do what you think is best for you. And last week, I did not feel like my podcast, like recording it, was best for me. So we'll just leave it at that, okay? We just weren't feeling it. But all that matters is we back, okay? Episode 35, still delivering. Took a little break, but we back. We back better than ever, okay? Welcome. While we're on that note, welcome, okay? Welcome to Vibing with Murph, a podcast about the craziness that is life, the challenges we face throughout, and becoming the best version of ourselves along the journey. I'm Aaron Murphy, aka Murph. I'm Murph, your host. And I hope everyone is having a good Tuesday. Me, I'm having a great day. Okay. I actually I woke up very tired because I had a very fucked travel day yesterday. But then I was like, woke up tired, but still felt good. Then kind of felt like shitty. Had a really good chat with one of my friends, felt better. And then ripped the Peloton. And now here we are. I'm fucking firing off on all cylinders now. And I might as well tell you about my little travel day yesterday. I was away home in my home province for the weekend for a wedding, fifth wedding of the year. We're done. Wedding season's, for me, it's done. It's finally fucking done. And you know what? It was great. I loved it. I loved it all. But we're good now. I'm good. I can start putting money towards myself again. And that's a vibe I'm all about, okay? My travel day yesterday, I left St. John's, Newfoundland at 3 p.m. their time, which is an hour and a half ahead of Toronto, like Ontario time. And didn't get home until 1:30 in the morning. And I was supposed to get home at 6:30 p.m. Ontario time. So first time my flight was delayed. They didn't even tell us out of St. John's. It was like 5 to 3. We were supposed to take off at 3. No one's at the desk. No one is saying anything to us. Everyone's just like, what the fuck? Why haven't we even boarded yet? It was fucked. The thing still says on time. And then, like, they came out and they didn't even say anything to us. They're just like, okay, let's start boarding. Like, okay, whatever. And then I'm like, I'm going to miss my connecting flight out of Ottawa. And then that flight got delayed. So I was like, okay, good. Because if not, I would have missed it. Oh. I don't know if you guys could just hear that. I don't know if you can still hear that. But that's my oven going off. I got a bike potato in there. I'm biking a potato. Anyway. Yeah. And then that flight got delayed. Then it got delayed again. Then it got delayed again. Then it got canceled. Canceled. Then they put me on another flight. Then that one got delayed 3 more times. No one was at the desk. No one was saying anything to us. It just kept coming up on the thing that it was kept getting delayed. And we were like, what the fuck? Finally, someone comes over and people are like, what the fuck's going on here? And they were all confused and being weird and secretive. And usually when this shit happens, I'm like fired the fuck up. And I was annoyed for sure. But then I was just like, you know what? I'm actually just like, I couldn't even get angry. I was like, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth me getting angry. Like, what am I gonna do? Like, fly the plane out myself? No, it's out of my control. So I was just like chilling. But anyway, still annoying. Like, at least update us, right? And then they're like, oh, we're at the wrong gate. We gave you guys the wrong gate. We have to move to another gate. So then we move to the gate. We're supposed to fly into Billy Bishop, this Toronto City airport. They bring us to fucking Pearson. Anyway, it was chaotic to say the least. But, you know, I actually kept very chilled the whole time, which is something that's new. Because otherwise I would have been like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? But we stayed chill. We stayed chill. But yeah, today, obviously woke up fucking gassed. And I had drinks all weekend because I was at a wedding and I was celebrating being with my family for the first time in months. So did indulged in a lot of espresso martinis and old fashions, my two favorite drinks. But yeah, so I was feeling obviously a bit like a bag of dicks, something on par with a bag of dicks today. And I always say, if I'm gonna drink, I can't let it get in the way of my goals. And my goals, one of my goals is to be healthy, fit, and strong. And if I did not work out today, it would have been because I was tired from boozing all weekend and I'm not allowed to drink if I don't stick to the path of my goals. So what did I do? I got on my Peloton, not for a 10-minute class, not for a 20-minute class, not even for a 30-minute class. Gone on it and ripped it for an hour. And now I feel like fucking amazing. You know what? And you know what that did? I was uncomfortable as fuck because I was gassed. But you know what makes us stronger? Making ourselves uncomfortable. Okay? Okay? And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Okay? Getting uncomfortable. Okay? And how sometimes being comfortable, being too comfortable in situations, can actually really hold us back from living the lives we want to live, the lives we want to desire. Well, not want to desire, the lives we do desire, okay? And maybe you're like, Aaron, I don't know what kind of life I want to live. I don't know what makes me happy. I don't know how to picture my life. I don't know what to picture. I just don't really know. And like, to be honest with you, man, like, I don't always know either. I know there are some things I for sure want, you know, but to know everything can for sure be a struggle, okay? But I'll tell you one thing I always know. I know what the fuck I don't want, and that is to be comfortable, okay? And when I say I don't want to be comfortable, I mean that I don't want to be complacent, okay? I don't want to be stuck in the familiar. I don't want to be scared to take risks. And it's not that I don't want to feel safe and peace in my life, actually. We all want that. And if anything, that's what I want the most in my life. When I used to think about, like, when I was a bit younger and my head was more in the clouds and I wasn't so focused on being the best version of myself, I used to think I wanted, like, the nicest car, like the nicest clothes, a bunch of money, like, and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I fucking do want a bunch of money. Who doesn't want a fucking bunch of money? But those th aren't the things that are the most important to me now. The things that are the most important to me are feeling safe and are feeling peace. Those are the two things I want over everything in my life, okay? And we don't want complacency, guys, okay? We don't want to settle, okay? Because when we are complacent and we settle, that is just telling us that, you know what, hey, you don't have what's in you to be the best you and achieve all that you want in life. And, you know, we could picture what we want in life, but until you really get down and dirty with, like, all the muck that's in your past and all the shit that you still, all the bullshit that you still put up, not put up with, put yourself through, and all the stupid stories you tell yourself. Until you do that, you might not actually know what you want. And like I just said, until I did that shit with myself, I didn't know what I want. Stupid ass things were important to me, okay? Important things are important to me now. Oh. I know my mic doesn't really pick up when I make that little sound, but you know what? We like to do it anyway. Anyway, often, okay, we do settle and we stay comfortable in situations because it feels familiar. And anything that is familiar doesn't put a threat on our nervous systems, okay? Our nervous systems are always trying to keep us safe, which is obviously a fucking good thing, okay? Like, we're not complaining. We're not complaining that we have these miraculous fucking systems in our bodies. Like, how the fuck did we, like, how did we even come to be, man? Like, I don't understand. Humans are fucked. Humans are fucked. And my friend Katrina always gets mad at me when I start to talk about the complexity of humans and, like, the human brain and stuff. So I'm not gonna get too deep into it. But our nervous systems are fucking wicked, right? They're fucking sick. But yeah, which is obviously a good thing, okay? But our nervous systems aren't able to decipher between things that are actually threats to us, like a fucking wild chimpanzee trying to fuck us up with a machete, or us leaving a situation that is actually beneficial for us, but it just seems like a threat because it's different from what we're used to, okay? Our nervous system, like I said, it's fucking whack. Like, you know, incredible whack, miraculous whack. Like, that shit's fucking whack. Like, I love that shit. But it does have its flaws, okay? Like, think of a situation in your life where you're super comfortable, okay? Super comfortable. Nothing really surprises you and you know what to expect. Obviously, that sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good because nobody likes to be constantly surprised. And us humans love to be able to predict shit and have all the answers. But the issue arises if you're not being challenged, okay? Like, or you're continuing along in this situation just because it's familiar. For me, I know for sure what I want in my life, like I said, is to feel safe and at peace. But I also know that I want to be the best version of like myself always. And I know in order to achieve that I have to be constantly challenged, because the moment that I am complacent or just sticking around because something is familiar, that's when I've thrown in the towel and that's when I am settling. And the thought of settling makes me want to fucking yak, okay? Makes me want to blow chunks. Makes me want to eat bad sushi and just fucking puke it everywhere, okay? Okay? For example, I was walking around earlier with my dog, Mr. Bud, and something I love to do when I walk Buddy is go like through the different like streets and look at houses, okay? And one thing, like I said earlier, like, you know, I used to not always know exactly what I want for my life, but through the process of challenging myself and becoming the best version of myself, one thing I have realized that I do really want in my life is to own my own place. Because to me, having a place that I know I could call home is safety and peace. That to me is like just having that place that you know is your home, that you can always return to and will always be your space, is safety and peace. Okay. Right now, I'm not thriving in my living situation and I'm uncomfortable as fuck, okay? And as much as being uncomfortable gives me anxiety, I'm also thankful for it right now because the discomfort has revealed to me how important having a space I love is to me. And it's motivating me to want more for myself, to work for more for myself, and to make moves to get more for myself, okay? Sometimes people, places, things, and situations come into our lives to show us where we are lacking, where we have to improve, and what we truly desire. And sometimes you're like, fuck you, universe, fuck you, buddy. This complicates things a fucking lot. But the universe doesn't bring us people, places, things, and situations based on our feelings. Okay, it brings us these things to show us to our true selves and to force us to take actions towards the life that will help us live in our most authentic self, our most authentic being. Okay, when I think of all the areas that I'm not crazy about in my life, it's all stemmed from situations where I was too comfortable and therefore didn't make the change. When I think of all the areas in my life that I'm like, fuck yeah, they've all stemmed from situations where I force myself to get uncomfortable, okay? Being too comfortable is not a good thing, okay? It is when I'm like laying on my couch just doing some mad chilling or like in bed trying to sleep. Like, obviously I want to be the most fucking comfortable in the fucking world then, but being comfortable doesn't mean that the situation is good for you. Situation's obviously good for you when you're trying to fucking sleep, but otherwise, in other situations, being too comfortable does not mean the situation is good for you, even though it might feel good for you and something might not be wrong with it. And it can be hard to wrap your head around because this situation might not be bad for you either, okay? But I don't know about you guys. I don't want to be living in a home or in a relationship or at a job and be in it just because it's not bad, okay? Just because it's not terrible, okay? I want all of these areas of my life to be fucking fantastic. Right now, when people ask me about my apartment, I typically answer, it's not bad, because it isn't bad, but is it what I exactly want? No, it isn't what I want. Do I know I can have more? Yes, I know I can have more. I don't want that. I don't want it's not bad to be the answer to that question for the rest of my life. I want to be like, I fucking love where I live. I want to be like, in a relationship, I don't want to be like, yeah, like, it's fine. Been with them for a bit. I want to be like, dude, I fucking am like madly fucking in love with this person and they elevate my life on every fucking single goddamn level and they elevate me. Okay. And I elevate them. Okay. When I think about a job, I don't want to be like, yeah, it's not bad. I want to be like, dude, I fucking love this job. I'm thriving at this job. I'm killing it at this job. I'm making a shitload of money at this job. And I'm able to support myself and the people I love with this job. Okay. It's not about, oh, it's not bad. Or it's not about like, I'm used to it. I'm familiar with it. So, I know what to expect. I want it to be like, yo, this is the fucking like best decision I've fucking ever made in my life. I want that to be it. I want that to be every my response to every single fucking aspect of my life, okay? Like what I said, when it comes to a relationship, like I will never be in a relationship again unless I'm like a fucking in a fucking ride or die situation. Like, that's my person, and I don't care how fucking tough it gets. I will work to make it better because that's just who I am, okay? Call me old school, but I literally like want, yeah, like someone I will literally be like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking die with this person. I'm gonna see every single like corner of the earth with this person, corner of myself with this person. I'm gonna see every corner of this person, okay? Ride or fucking die. Call me old school. I don't give a fuck. That's what I'm not settling. I would rather be alone for the rest of my life than be in a relationship because I'm just comfortable in it and it's just what's familiar. Yes, obviously you have to feel comfortable in a relationship. That's not what I'm saying, but often people stay in relationships because it's what's familiar and it's what's easy, it's what they're used to and it doesn't require a risk, okay? And that for me, sorry if this offends anybody, that's my fucking nightmare. Again, I'm not saying you shouldn't be comfortable in a relationship. That's not what I'm saying. I'm going for fucking soulmate energy and nothing less. And yeah, I get that's pretty intense, but I'm a fucking intense person. So it is what it is. I used to be like in situations when I was like seeing someone, I used to be like, oh yeah, like this doesn't bother me or like I would be okay with the bare minimum and stuff like that. Fuck no. None of that no more, man. None of that no more. That's fucking bullshit. Okay. I've always said, if I don't know, like I've always said, I don't know if I'll get married or not. Because I am not settling for anything less than soulmate energy. And it's fucking rare nowadays. So obviously, like, I'm like, you know what? I don't see most people I see. I'm like, yeah, like, sure. Okay. But like, I'm like, they don't really seem to compliment them each other that much. They don't seem like they're on the same page that much. Now, of course, there are people who are like it, but I'm just saying it's kind of rare these days. Okay. It's not that I don't want to get married. I for sure do. I just don't know if anybody is going to be able to step up to the plate and give me what I require because people are fucking lazy and would rather be with somebody who is easy and doesn't challenge them and doesn't require the best out of somebody. And me, I require the best out of somebody because I require the best out of myself. I've always asked myself why I've been single for a majority of my life, and that is my answer, okay? I'm a risk. I am a risk because I require the best out of somebody, and most people are not up to that challenge. And guess what? I don't want anybody who isn't going to challenge my stubborn ass as well. It's called a partnership, bruh. And if that means me being alone, so be it, because I would rather chill with myself and navigate shit solo dolo than be with somebody just to fucking be with somebody or be with someone because it's easy and familiar and too comfortable. Full fucking stop. Full fucking stop. But also I'm gonna continue. It's not just about like being with another person for me. I don't give a fuck about a big wedding or a ring. I want a partnership and a fucking like life with somebody, okay? That other shit does not mean literal shit to me because often the times people who get the fucking big ass ring and go out for the big ass fucking weddings, you just start your relationship in debt. Or you're doing that shit for other people. And I want my wedding, I want my marriage to be about me and that other person. I don't give a fuck about anybody else. Okay? And this shit goes for jobs as well, though, too, dudes. We all get stuck in like occupations. Well, not all of us, okay? A lot of us get stuck in occupations because even though it was new at one point, it became the familiar, okay? Or it becomes the familiar and you know exactly what to expect. Even if you know you could be doing something you like enjoy 10 times more, oftentimes we'd rather stay comfortable than risk being a beginner again and uncomfortable again, okay? Even if you know you can make more money doing something else, the unfamiliar is more of a risk than not making more money. And this gets obviously tougher as we get older because like I don't want to fuck we're like we don't want to fucking start over. Like I'm 31, the thought of starting over is fucking scary. But like I think about the job I'm at now. At one point I was a beginner there, okay? At one point I was starting there. I was fucking terrified, dude. I was so fucking scared. But did I do it anyway? Yeah, is it familiar to me now? 100%. The unfamiliar always becomes the familiar at one point, but just because it's familiar too doesn't mean it doesn't challenge us. I still am challenged by my job today or whenever I go in, depending. Sometimes no, sometimes yay, sometimes nay. But anyway, we get so stuck in what's comfortable that we forget that we have all of this untapped potential in ourselves and other relationships in other aspects of life. The best thing we can do for ourselves is getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Every time you are uncomfortable, remind yourself that it's making you stronger and making you more capable of whatever shitstorm is going to come your way next, okay? Because there's always going to be shitstorms coming your way. No matter how much you pray, how much you wish, how much shit you go through, there is going to be more shit to go through, okay? And when you become comfortable being uncomfortable, it is so much easier to deal with the bullshit that life throws at you, okay? We get so stuck in our own heads and our anxieties because we won't just take that leap of faith. And I've talked about in previous episodes how I have had like quite a bit of anxiety issues, but now I have it under control. And you know how I've done that? You know how I've got it under control? By pushing right fucking through it, okay? If I have anxiety over something, I just fucking do it. And then I'm like, oh, why the fuck was I so anxious over that? We're the only things in our way. We are the only things in our way. And I know this is all easier said than done because, like, you know what? Sometimes doing the things that are best for us, and sometimes us taking risks, and sometimes us getting out of the familiar requires people's feelings getting hurt. People's feelings get involved, right? So, like, it makes it more difficult, or like, money is involved, or like, anything that makes it tough, anything that's gonna challenge us is involved, okay? But that doesn't mean it isn't the right thing to do, okay? The sooner you fucking start, the sooner you're gonna get closer to your fucking best self, man. Think about what you want in life, okay? Think about it, okay? And if you don't know, then start working on getting to know. This will probably take some time, okay? Or it might not. Either way, ask yourself how you want your life to look, how you want your life to feel, how you want to feel, and be honest with yourself if what you are doing right now, in whatever situation it is, that is like, is that pushing you towards what, how you want to live your life? You know, you got to be honest. Like, are you completely fulfilled in your job? Are you completely fulfilled in your relationship? Are you completely fulfilled with your family relationship? Are you completely fulfilled with your friendships, man? Like, you got to be honest with yourself. If you answer yourself like no, or you're hesitant, you got to take a leap of faith. You got to be like, man, I feel like my gut is telling me to do something, and I got to fucking do it, because one day you're going to wake up and be like, you know what? I wish I would have done that then. I'd have it over with. How many times do I like think about just working out? That's the one thing I always like go back to, okay? Because like working out for me is such a fucking safe haven, not just because it makes me feel better in my skin and like makes my body look like a fucking look pretty fucking good, but it also like is literally amazing for my mental. It's like honestly, I'd probably be a serial killer or addicted to meth if I didn't work out, honestly. Like, I mean, being addicted to meth would be like pretty cool, but I guess at the same like once you're like you don't got the meth, that's when things take a wrong turn. Anyway, let's not get addicted to meth, okay? Let's work out instead. But I always go back to working out, 'cause like you think about it, like sometimes you don't want to work out. You just don't, like most of the times I don't want to work out. Do I always feel better after it? 100 fucking percent. But it's also like, 3 years from now, I would be like time's gonna pass anyway, right? If I didn't work out or something like that, I'd be like, man, fuck, like just imagine if I would have done this 3 years ago, where I'd be now with it, you know? Just imagine if I told that person how I felt 3 years ago, it would be over with. Maybe I'd be fucking thriving in a relationship with them. Maybe what if like 3 years ago I like dumped that person that was just like, that was fine. That was a good partner, but like they weren't for me. What if 3 years ago I quit that job that, I was content with, I was happy with, but I knew I had more in me. I know I had more potential. If I did that 3 years ago, imagine where I'd be now. Okay. So just fucking like let's get the action going, okay? Let's start taking some action, okay? Whatever situation you're in, if you're not fucking balls to the fucking wall thrilled about it, let's start considering some changes. Let's start considering getting uncomfortable. Don't wait for rock bottom. People often say that their lives like completely change when they hit rock bottom, okay? Like you've definitely heard that in your life before. Someone's like, "Man, like I hit rock bottom and ever since then things changed for me," okay? But like why in the fuck do we have to wait for rock bottom? Why? Why in the fuck would we want to put ourselves in the position of reaching rock bottom? And rock bottom doesn't just have to be like waking up after you're like fucking 2 weeks of boozing and doing drugs and realizing that you have a problem and you need help, okay? Rock bottom doesn't have to be like a near-death experience, okay? Rock bottom can be waking up someday and realizing the job you chose to do your entire life wasn't what you wanted to do your entire life. It's maybe waking up one day and realizing you're with the wrong person. It doesn't have to be just drug or alcohol or near death related. Don't fucking wait to wake up one day and realize you fucked yourself over. Take some fucking action now. Stop being complacent. Cut the cord from the familiar and get uncomfortable. Yeah. Fuck. Sometimes I really just fucking pump myself up, man. I'm not gonna lie, I do. I have re-listened to some of my episodes. Well, I do before I post them anyway. But some days when I'm feeling like a little bit of a like piece of shit, I'll listen to one of my episodes and like I fire myself up. You know, if you can't be your own biggest fan and pump yourself up, like what are we doing, right? But anyway, we grow. Like when we get uncomfortable, guys, we grow. Okay, we become stronger when we become uncomfortable. And I'm gonna go right back to the example of exercising and working out. Okay, just like when we're doing that, in order for our muscles to get bigger and stronger, we have to apply pressure to them. We have to apply the weight to them, a stressor to them. We have to apply the stress to our muscles, which is the weight that our muscles break down as we are working out, as we are going through reps, and then when we're done working out, we recover. More muscle tissue is created to repair those muscles, and then we get absolutely yoked, okay? You don't just have to get yoked in the sense of like working out, like get yoked in every single aspect of your life. That's so ridiculous, but it's actually like a great metaphor. It's actually a really good one. I really like it. Literally just thought of it on the spot now. But literally get like yoked in your fucking romantic relationships, okay? Get yoked in your friendships. Get yoked at your job, man. Like fucking get a yoked ass house, okay? Just get fucking yoked. That word like loses like meaning to me. The spelling of yoked, like the L, yoked, just kind of throws me off too. Words, right? Words are fucking crazy, man. Anyway, just work towards a life that you're proud of, dude. And work towards being a person you can be proud of, dude. Okay? It's too fucking short, dude. It takes work, dude, and it takes time, dude. It's not a one and done, dude. Don't expect things to miraculously change right away, dude. Okay? I've been working on this for years, and I'm still figuring it out. Okay? Literally years. Well, not like, I mean, it's been a journey though. That's the thing. It's not like one day I just decided that, like, hey, I'm gonna change my whole life and this is what I'm gonna do and it's gonna change it. It was like, hey, I want to be the best version of myself. And then I started with working out. Well, even though I've always worked out, but I started to like really work out and really focus on it instead of just being like, hey, I'm gonna work out and then I'm gonna go booze for like all weekend and get fucking wasted and then eat 10 pounds of pizza and fucking Garley's the next day. It's like, no, I'm gonna cut out alcohol as much as possible and I'm gonna eat well and I'm gonna fucking do new workouts, right? I'm gonna do new things, okay? And then after that, you start feeling good and you're like, you know, man, like, what other ways can I feel good? And honestly, I kind of wish I would have started with my mentals first because once you figure your mentals out, dude, anything is fucking possible. Once you figure out the fucking sad stories your subconscious tells you, the sad stories you tell yourself about yourself and why you are in the position you're in, or why you're in the relationship you're in, or why you're in the job you're in. Once you stop taking your fucking bullshit, that is when you're like, you know what? I do want the best for myself and I'm not settling for anything fucking less. Okay. I actually had a chat with a lady on the plane on the way to Newfoundland. She was actually like, I felt like she was literally me, like in the future. It was fucking weird. But she had said to me, like, you know, she went through a divorce and all that kind of stuff, and that she has been single now for like 5 years. And she said to me, she's like, you know, I want to be in a relationship and I'd like to get married again. And I'd like to have someone to share life with and fucking go through the ups and downs with and have a lot of fucking fun with and travel with and just be an absolute weirdo with. She's like, but I'm not putting pressure on myself. I'm not, you know, if it happens, it happens, and I hope it does. But if it doesn't, it's not gonna ruin my life. And that was literally me. I was like, what the fuck? This is literally me from the future. It was weird. But like, that's what it's about, right? You can want things, but don't like attached to it so fucking much that if it doesn't work out, your life's gonna fucking crumble because that's, you're just setting yourself up for failure there, okay? That's the way it is with relationships, jobs, anything. Life is crazy, man. You never know what it's gonna throw at you or who it's gonna throw at you. You could be like, yeah, you know, have your life completely figured out, and then the universe is gonna throw a wrench in it. And even though that wrench would fucking sucks, a wrench thrown into your life is never good. Be like, hey, there's a reason for this. There's a reason this wrench is being thrown into my life, and I'm uncomfortable as fuck right now. But what is on the other side is going to be good. And that's not because you know it's going to be good. It's because you have fucking faith that it's going to be good. Okay. Have the fucking faith. Okay. If you feel something in your fucking gut, go with it. Go with it. Okay. Easier said than done. Because I know, like I said, sometimes people are involved, feelings are involved, money's involved, anything can be involved, but take a shot, man. Take a shot, okay? Anyway, you can do it. Just had to take a breath there. I was like, fucking, I just literally did not stop talking for a while. But things are gonna work in your favor when you're true to yourself. If you keep finding like little hiccups in your life, and life, like I said, life's always going to throw shit at us. But if you keep kind of resorting to the back thing, like, you know, maybe I don't feel like I'm the happiest I could be, start making changes, man. You deserve it. You deserve it. Okay. Even if you've done some shitty things in your life, if you're listening to this podcast, it's either you know me or you like what you hear or you want to improve yourself. Okay. So if you're listening to this, even if you did some shitty stuff, even if you might have to do some things you might not be proud of to get where you want to be, just fucking take a chance on yourself, man. Do it for you. You fucking deserve it. We have one life, man. Life is actually short. Like, the older I'm getting, I'm just like getting stressed about it. I'm like, life is short, man. Life is fucked. Like, you only have one. And like, I don't want to spend that with anybody or doing anything that doesn't make me fucking shit rainbows out of my asshole. Okay. Don't stay in a situation just because things aren't bad. Strive to be in a situation where things are fucking butterflies and chocolate sundaes and lucky charms and magic genie lamps and fucking dollar dollar bills. Okay. I'm done now though. Just strive for that shit. I don't know how else I can say it, and I'm not gonna ramble on because that's not what I'm here for, okay? And I'm also gassed. I'm gassed right now. That fucking hour Peloton class knocked the fucking life out of me, but it's really good. I actually was like, while I was doing it, felt pretty fucking energized because like the music is so fucking good. The music's oh so fucking good, you girls. But yeah. Gets me dripping too. Like there's nothing more than a spin class that gets you fucking like sweating and your ass fucking on fire. Anyway, if you like what you're hearing, or you like me as a person, or you like to click buttons, like, share, follow, rate. I always forget like the things you have to do. No wonder, like, what's wrong with me? I'm like, boo. But yeah, show me some love and we'll chat next week. I won't bail on you guys next week, or I don't think I will, but regardless, thanks for vibing with me and enjoy your week.